Neil Whitehead and Diane English had been living an African adventure. They'd toured the west of the continent, settling in Timbuktu, but it wasn't altogether the mystical destination they had imagined. Rebels known as the Tuareg have been fighting a separatist uprising in the north of the country, but at the weekend, Islamists allied to Al-Qaeda overran Timbuktu, forcing the couple from Wales to flee more than 1,000 miles overland to neighbouring Mauritania.
They basically tried to leave Timbuktu in the early hours of that morning and had to turn back because they got caught up in gunfire. And they had returned to their house in Timbuktu and were basically just holed up. We knew that there had they stayed, and in fact we just are fairly incredibly lucky to get out, that their lives would have been in serious danger as Westerners and in particular as Britons.
This is the budget guest house the couple had been running on the edge of the Saharan desert. The manager told us people in Timbuktu are now living in fear.
I don't know if Al-Qaeda are outside, but I'm too scared to go out. I'm staying in my house. The hotel is empty now. No one is here. It's closed.
Young soldiers, tired of the government's inability to deal with the northern rebels, launched a military coup in Mali's capital, Bamako, a few weeks ago. Ironically, it appears that same rebel group may have helped the British couple escape from troubled Mali, now engulfed in some of the worst instability the country has seen in decades. Lisa Holland, Sky News.